Be still and know. A man who had been in the public service for many years and who had been universally recognized as a man of ability and integrity was defeated in his candidacy for re-election through false charges made against him by his opponent. In conceding his defeat, this man said, "For all these years I have served my people and my country and have no regrets of any of my official or private acts." Columnist John R. Gunn writes that when a man can truthfully say that, he has a consolation worth more than any office to which he could be elected. The greatest and best of men have had enemies who have slandered them. George Washington, the father of our country, was no exception. When an abusive attack was made upon him by his enemies, he said in a letter to a friend, "But in what will this abuse terminate? For the result, as it respects myself, I care not, for I have a consolation within that no earthly efforts can deprive me of, and that is that neither ambition nor interested motives have influenced my conduct. The arrows of malevolence, therefore, however barbed and well pointed, never can reach the most vulnerable part of me, though whilst I am up as a mark, they will be continually aimed." This great man lived by what he knew to be right, guided by his deep Christian faith. He was living proof that it is a fortunate man who can go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning with a good conscience. A man who is able to bow to his own conscience in the morning will be able to respectfully salute the world at any other time of the day. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from 2 Corinthians. Our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience.